birthday?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. He will rock you. The heat will roll you. Baby, don't you know? My heat will move your soul. All day, all night, you feel my heat. Feel my heat.
I think we should repeat that again.
Feel my heat.
Feel my heat.
Feel my heat, John.
Feel my heat.
That was good. Let's do that part again.
Feel
the heat.
Feel
my heat. Were we rolling on that practice? Oh, God. That was embarrassing having the engineer walk in on me singing Feel My Heat. That shitty, though, because you have to suck at it. That's the whole point. Like when he... Marky Mark does that, and he does, you got the touch! Yeah, the whole thing is Marky Mark fucking sucks. He's all coked out by that point in the movie.
I think they understand you come in here for your spoken word. You don't really ever really
block. I wasn't really trying to sing. And the engineer walks in, and I'm just going, heat is rising. It's like, God damn it. Walk in when I'm doing Tracks of My Tears and knocking that shit out of the park.
There's one less person who's going to buy your next album.
Yeah, exactly. The iTunes album idea, which I stole from you, and I'm totally not doing. But, maybe I would just to spite you and just use your fucking face as the cover, too.
Are you trying to sell records or what? Come on, bro. I'm not scared of that.
I would just try to get huge in Korea. Like, I'm a 6'2", half-white Korean.
No, actually, look, Japan. Japan is where they like the half-breed Koreans.
Really?
The tall ones, yeah.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like their version of white women and black men.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. I understand that attraction.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Hey.
Black women.
No, I thought you were talking to half Korean men. It's got a little awkward for me.
No, I was just saying, I understand the analogy you made there.
Black guys.
I respect black guys because they fuck anything attractive. They got no hangups about shit. Typically.
I like it all.
Yeah. That should be any guy's answer when it comes to what do you find sexually attractive.
Agreed.
Like, I like having sex with attractive women. That's my type. Are they fit with attractive faces? Then I'll screw them.
And if not, how many more drinks do I need before
exactly.
that becomes true?
I am not a dumpster diver like that. I do not. For me, sex, the rush is getting an attractive girl. It's so much more about acceptance than the actual nut. The actual nut I can do myself.
Yeah. No, like, you don't need an instruction manual for that, really.
Do you go to a restaurant because the food is that much fucking better than what you can make on your own? No, I can buy a hamburger bun, and I can grill a goddamn hamburger and buy some lettuce and slice up tomatoes. I go to a restaurant because it looks pretty, and it comes together.
Okay.
It's about me getting something that was dolled up and nice. Like, the actual... food in my tummy. I can do that with my hand. This is getting a little out there. Yeah.
But to take your analogy like one step further, you know, restaurants get the finest steaks. So if you want like that prime cut.
I guess.
That prime cut. See, here, getting back to the prime cut, you know. Like
maybe I've got an inside track on really good right-handed meat. How about that? maybe my home-cooked burgers aren't so bad. Maybe, just maybe. You're listening to another episode of Papa's Basement. God help you, why? I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is Howard... What are we calling you today?
Howard Heasy.
Howard Heasy. Yes. Not your real last name, obviously. You are not Flava Flav's child.
Just let me get that permanent position and then we'll talk.
Good. Good. Maybe they can rehear the last name I used to broadcast liberally on these airwaves. Yeah. Papa's Basement website is inpapasbasement.com. Because some cocksucker still has papasbasement.com. And it's gone under, and I think it's really screwing with my web traffic. I don't know what's going on with my website lately.
Dude, you shouldn't refer people to papasbasement.com, because they're all going to look now, and it's just going to further fuck up your...
I don't know what's going on. Well, it's not like it passed through to inpapasbasement.com anyhow. Yeah. Inpapasbasement.com is my website. Even though the show is Papa's Basement, you got to go to Inpapa's Basement for all the web content, because that makes sense.
What's the Google? Let's be real. What are the search terms you need them?
They can Google either. You can Google Papa's Basement. I'll be the top hit.
All right.
Google in Papa's Basement. I own that shit too. I'm all over it. I just want to know why. I was getting probably like 1,200 unique visitors a day, something like that. I'm down to like 500 all of a sudden. Something in my metadata is branding me as kiddie porn. Something horrible. I don't know what the hell's going on. My traffic is being murdered right now. It has been for 2-3 weeks. I just didn't give a shit because I thought at first things ebb and flow. Maybe it wasn't permanent. It seems mighty permanent right now. So all of a sudden I'm getting a little steamed under the collar. I want to know what the hell's going on.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to look into that. But I also got a nap because I've had a brutal last couple of days.
No, we've spent a lot of time together in the last 48 hours. I got to say, it's been a whole lot of Papa Giorgio in my life. I got to say that.
Yeah, we were down in Richmond. I'll get to the reasons for that in a second. But I came back from Richmond last night, leaving Richmond 2 hours south of me, 2 hours south of D.C. Cute little southern town. I guess it's a southern city.
It's a city.
It's a city.
It's a legit city.
It's got
small, but.
That's a good way of putting it. It's small, but it's a real city. Almost more so to me than D.C.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it has that actual bummed out, like, people lived here 100 years ago look, which D.C. just lacks. D.C. doesn't have that vibe at all. Doesn't have skyscrapers like Richmond has. Even though Richmond has, like, 8 of them. That's 8 more than D.C. D.C. is capped at 14 floors on its buildings because nothing can be taller than the Washington Monument. And it makes for a squat, spread out, suburb-looking shithole.
But people just cycle through D.C. is the problem. Nobody's really from here, whereas Richmond... I mean, you're seeing people cycle in because of VCU ever since, like, they made the tournament, especially. Like, the Final Four, like, they've been going crazy.
Yeah, you've got your Richmond transplants, which typically are very heavily inked women.
Hipsters.
Just total hipsters. The whole hipster uniform. The conforming nonconformist.
Yeah.
With your facial hair and your glasses and your little cabbie hat, whatever the hell we want to call it.
I got to say, though, it's a cool scene. I have to give appreciation to, you know, the number of, like single-standing restaurants and coffee shops that, like, people just sit around and don't
work. I prefer you conform to something like that than the bullshit we got up here. Don't get me wrong. We're up
here
in D.C., let's conform to making six-figure government paychecks happen, and everyone is really uptight and hates their life and is afraid to admit that.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks here. Like, this place is so uptight and boring. There's not really a culture. There's no art scene.
And I resent my friends and I resent my business. I resent the locksmithing money that I make here. I don't want it to go away because it's easy and it hops in my pocket and I like paying bills, and I resent my friends for being here because it makes it hard to move away from them.
Yeah, and they keep coming back is a problem.
Oh!
Yeah.
Why did Jerry have to move back? Just adding to the pile of my bullshit.
I
was this close to being down to like 2 of you, and I could say fuck you to 2 of you.
Because I was halfway out the door too, man. So like that really would have motivated you to get your ass out of here.
Mm-hmm. Instead, I'm driving back from Richmond a two-hour drive that took 3.5 hours due to traffic. My car, somehow gasoline got in it at some Fredericksburg rest stop. So instead of the cat piss, that my car still smells like a month after my cat took a leak in that thing.
Oh,
easily a month ago. It smells like gasoline and cat piss. The gas is more or less canceling out the cat piss, though. Gas, way better than cat piss. So I shouldn't be complaining. But my car inside is just disgusting now. And I try to keep that thing clean. And it smells like balls right now. It smells so fucking bad.
You just got to Febreze it every time you get in there, man. I'm not sure what you're doing.
Oh, Febreze that shit. I had to buy a special enzyme dissolving. This is like if you're a serial killer, you spray this crap on the crime scene to get rid of DNA evidence. You got to get something like that to break down the cat piss into the little yellow molecules that then fly off into the heavens. I don't know what it does. It worked for a couple of weeks, but it didn't work that well. Because my car still smells like a damn litter box.
Ugh.
Yeah, how am I supposed to do anything in there? Anything sexual.
There will be no sex in the cat urine room.
And I can't even do my favorite air conditioned thing now because I'm a big air recycler guy. I don't like bringing in the fresh air and trying to condition that because it's never as cool. I like doing the button where you see the little arrow that goes from the front of your car back into the muffler.
I don't think you're supposed to do that for more than 4 minutes at a time.
I do that for hours. It sucks all the oxygen out, and I get, like, really sleepy.
What is wrong with you?
And then I just lower the windows for 30 seconds to bring in oxygenated air. And I wake back up, but then I kind of go back into dreamland while I'm driving for a few hours.
Oh.
It's great.
This explains so much of, like, your driving pattern.
It's like mildly hanging yourself while you jack off. Just enough deprivation to get a real rush going. Yeah, I leave the recycling on all the time. That air's way colder. It's already been air conditioned once.
No, you're right.
The problem is with the cat piss smell in the mix, it just recycles the cat piss smell too.
Oh gosh.
It's the worst. But I spent trying to outsmart traffic. I left 8:30 p.m. Realistically, on an empty road, I should have been home 10:20, 10:30. Let's say 10:30. Give me 2 full hours. I was walking in my door at midnight. Midnight for effing construction, 2 bits of construction, kept me an extra 90 minutes.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning, John. I appreciate you accommodating my schedule.
Oh, thank you for having more enthusiasm and motivation about my show than I do. Because me, after 2 nights of down in Richmond, we'll get to what we're doing there in a second. You like that tease? You like that tease? It's kind of like the chick brushing her tongue against the head of your cock and then looking up and be like,
going
back to
a little bit
to my ball sack fundamentals first. Maybe I'll touch that shaft in 5 or 10 again. That's what I'm doing here. I'm looking up at my listener with those doe eyes right now, saying, you'll spurt across my face eventually, but give it time. Give it time. It's worth it. I'll make it worth it. We did 2 nights. You did 1 night. I did 2 nights in Richmond where I was going to bed at midnight up at 4:30/5 a.m.
Man, that's a brutal.
I finally got home at midnight, passed out 1:30, was woken up by a caller. By the girl drunk dialing me at 2.
Not a way to come home after 2 hard days of work.
No. There comes a time of the day where it's like, you know what? If you're out drinking at 2, don't fucking call me. Text me, maybe. I got to leave my phone on for business so I can wake up to some guy at 8 a.m. who's locked out. Some man who works a real job. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I know I'm calling early. And I'm like, huh? What? No, it's cool. I was up. I was up. What do you need unlocked? So I'm woken up at 2. I pass right back out, and I'm up naturally at 8 a.m. for some reason. Now, typically, I would have just watched some HBO Go, rolled back over, written a little, eaten some food, done nothing today because I've been beaten. But Howard, you were gung-ho about doing the show, so let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Filled with my false coffee enthusiasm. It's at least not the usual garbage they serve in the WEBR studios.
This is the reward that you get for showing up earlier in the day here.
I used to drink this coffee when I would do the live shows on Saturday, and I'd have a raging headache 15 minutes after ingesting it because it was recycled tar at 3 p.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah.
But you know what? Wednesday afternoon, If you want to know how out of it I was really deathly convinced it was Monday, by the way, until Howard told me otherwise. I was like, oh, fuck. I actually have lost 2 days of my life to something I completely didn't remember already. But let's discuss Richmond, the adventures of Richmond.
Adventures of Richmond. Where do you want to begin, bro? What is it about your experience? Because yours was different than mine. Day one, I was chilling with my sister because she lives down there. You, however.
I was in Richmond working on an educational puppet show, which sounds random as fuck. But
you were part of the film crew.
I was part of a film crew. I was hired as an audio professional, which sadly enough, or awesomely enough, I don't know, somewhere in the middle ground. That's just one of the trades I know, man. I actually, from these years I've done in radio, I'm good at recording audio. It's not difficult. I could teach roughly 90% of what I know in the span of 4 minutes to someone, hit record, make sure audio doesn't spike, make sure the microphone isn't located, I don't know, 2 feet of like an oscillating fan, something like that. That's about it.
I gotta say fuck you, because
actually hit record.
I've been messing with a little bit of sound recording equipment. I don't think it's that simple.
It's not. Like, I'm being self-deprecating. Yeah. It's
so you can eat my shit.
Everyone loves to clown on the guys doing the recording at radio stations and things like that. It's good. It's hard to be good. Like, if you really know your shit, people will act like you don't know a damn thing. And what you do is worthless, but it's very essential. And trust me, if someone's fucking it up, you'll hear it in 5 seconds. And you'll notice it like that. It's like a cameraman who knows how to keep things in focus and frame a picture. It's one of those things you just expect. It's like, I hired you to stand behind a camera and you don't even know that. But trust me, there's people that don't.
Just, I've been messing with sound recording equipment and like I'm about to throw my laptop across the room. Like, any alternative, I'm potentially going to have to consider like paying you for a console because I have no fucking idea what I'm doing.
Just bring it to my house. Out there. My mom will bring us some s'mores and
wonderful.
High C's.
All right.
Maybe some sips or garbage pails if we play our cards right.
Okay.
In the drinks department.
Little Domino's pizza if we go throwback.
She's not made of money, Howard.
All right.
She's not made of money. All right. I resent that suggestion, but I was brought down to Richmond by my friend who wanted me to record the audio on this educational puppet show he was filming. And Howard's eyeing me with his shifty lawyer face. Apparently, I can't talk too in-depth about this production because Howard is Jerry's lawyer. Yes, it's all actually... What? Why are you giving me the wave? I can't give away shop secrets or something. I'm just saying you might interrupt me at certain points and say, stop talking about things like you did right now.
Right.
But so I'm brought down and Jerry's doing a production. Howard, you can explain it, where he's using puppets. I guess it's Sesame Street-esque. He's using puppets to teach things.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's not much more to it.
And Jerry loves building puppets. The way I like getting on behind a microphone and saying bad words and playing funny sound clips for 55 minutes and then going home and acting like I moved the world and sleeping for 4 hours and jerking off once I wake up and thinking I just rocked the mic and that was the best thing ever done. Jerry likes building puppets. He's actually serious about it and works at it 8 hours a day outside of a real job.
Yeah, and we're used to him as a friend, so it was just weird, like, being on set and then seeing him work with, like, real professionals. I mean, you're a professional on sound, but you act the way that you do.
I'm never going to put on a game face. Like,
yeah.
I never got off when working, even with strangers, on playing the I'm a professional card. I want everyone to be relaxed. I want us to fuck out of there fast. Because we recorded for 2 days inside a barely air-conditioned bunker, if you will. It was just a big tool shed that had no insulation, one shitty wall unit, and Richmond is a swampy fuck pit, just like D.C. Somehow we lucked out where it was overcast for 2 days, and it didn't get hot in that thing. But trust me, with any direct sunlight, that thing became a Nazi torture chamber. So I didn't want to get fancy. Everyone who was hired to work on that thing had a cool attitude that they were of my school of thought. It's like, let's just do my thing and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, it was interesting because, like, I mean, like the one guy who did, he was lighting and photography. I mean, he's definitely done that professionally before. I mean, also quirky guy, but like, I mean, he knew exactly just to get down to business and like get
exactly.
Get
it was
shit
a small
done.
Crew that our friend Jerry assembled. We had me on audio, dude named Philip on the puppets, actually moving the puppets around.
Yeah, another professional puppeteer.
Exactly. Professional puppeteer who actually taught Jerry indirectly how to make puppets. Like, Jerry watched this dude's videos on YouTube. Hold on. Let me give a plug to Philip's website, because he gave me a card that I hopefully didn't throw out
yet. Thistledown. Yeah.
Boom. Thistledownpuppets.com. It's Philip Hatter. H-A-T-T-E-R. Philip with one L. Or is that like how you always spell it? And
it
I'm
depends.
Just a fucktard. Okay.
No, there's two ways.
Are there two? Because I'm always like Philip. Two L's.
It's because you're a nerd. Like, I think your brain.
That was unnecessary.
No, so. Like, in high school, I still remember this. Like, you were you were one of the many assholes who took AP European History in 10th grade.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Boy, that's why you spell Philip with two L's. Because that's, like, the old, kingly way.
Is that the fancy, oldie way of spelling it? Wouldn't Philip also have, like, five E's on the end? Like, old-timey? But, yeah, thistledownpuppets.com. And we also had, behind the camera, dude who had worked with Peter Gabriel previously. Like, he had a very cool resume.
So you got to talk to him more about, like, the things he did. I didn't know he knew Peter Gabriel. I would have talked to him about that for hours.
You could have jerked your dick to that. Yeah, he worked with him for a couple days, like, helping set up the visuals for, like, a 1999 Peter Gabriel U.S. tour, which, hey, I like hearing that. I don't have claims to fame. Like I don't have an equivalent where I met Howard Stern for 2 days.
The RZA retweeted you that one time.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. David Alan Greer loves me on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did not know that.
Okay. I guess he's just nice to anyone who hits him up.
No, because, like, he ignores me.
Oh, does he? Yeah. David Alan Greer will always reply once to my shit. And then I think I'm too familiar, and I'm, like, replying to the reply. Fucking nothing. I like that he lets me know my place.
He's a smart dude, man. I think he has, like, an MFA from Yale, something like that. Like, he does Shakespearean theater, so I think he kind of understands the industry. He sees your Twitter following. He knows, like, this guy.
Yeah.
Is to be reckoned with.
God bless Dag.
You're somewhere on, like, the level with, I keep saying this, like, right now I feel like you're on the level with,
well, if we're talking
reality television,
if,
like, one
real stars are man, you got people below that, maybe, I don't want to say Paris Hilton, because I guess she's got a real Twitter following.
No, she's,
that cum pump Kardashian. Let's say Kardashian is the fully evolved human, which is the worst thing I've ever said. Fuck this analogy. I hate where it's taking me.
Yeah, but it's where we are right now.
So then we've got maybe, like, Lolo Jones or whatever the hell her name is. She's like a T-Rex. Like, she's pretty badass, but she's lower on the evolutionary totem pole.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Than that. And then you got guys like me. I'm not like an amoeba in the Twitterverse, but I'm still that fucking tadpole that's eyeing land.
I'm telling you, you are on the level with someone who lost a reality TV show.
Okay, so maybe I'm that weird, guppy, ugly shit that climbs on the beach and I still have, like, gills and lungs at the same time. Yeah. And I've got a tail / tadpole propeller thing going.
But you're on the beach.
That's what's important. I'll give myself that. I am on the beach. And every time I take a breath, my weird water world gills flare too. And you're like, what the fuck is this thing? But that's me.
Yeah.
And, I don't know where the hell we're going with any of that. We're talking about the dudes we had hired for the production. Jerry brought along to make his puppet movie.
It was interesting for me to, like, visit the set and, like, see you working alongside, like, other professionals.
Other professionals again, who are equally professional as me. Yes, I'm sure that was fascinating. A treat.
I do perceive Jerry as a professional. Like, even though he's my friend, like, I kind of understood that he would be associated with such persons. But,
yes.
Like, with you, I mean, it was impressive because I'm like, wow, John is able to not just be on the talent side of things, but he can be in the production side, just like rocking the audio, keeping his yap shut, occasionally uttering weird things, but like
to
all
to keep things lighthearted.
Exactly, yeah. But you do it in a way that, you know, doesn't detract from the experience.
Man,
so
I'm not the star of every production. Just because nature wants me to be that, I know once in a while I'm not. Once in a while, I've got to take off my big chief headdress and be like, shh, don't tell the other Braves I'm actually the chief here. What a dickish thing to say. And I honestly don't believe that, but because I believe I'm the chief all the fucking time.
But it is something that makes me believe you could actually work on a movie set, insofar as, like, you have a strange, quirky personality that, like, gets the one-liner out and everybody moves on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't dwell.
Yeah.
You can't be Buscemi in Fargo waiting waiting for your taciturn blonde partner in crime to laugh at your shitty jokes. You just lob them out there and then you move on. And had Steve had my personality, he wouldn't have gotten fed to the damn wood chipper at the end. Where it's like, no, I'm not paying for the car. I got shot in my face. That's what you get, buddy. Hatchet to the skull. Then the wood chipper.
Oh, the wood chipper.
So the whole thing was this short puppet film. Let's not act like we were making a 90-minute epic to rival the Muppets here. Or how long is an episode of Sesame Street? Hour, half hour? We weren't making anything of that nature. You're talking 2-3 to 4 minute pieces.
Yeah, I'd say we're basically getting the pilot down. So
yeah,
that's a way to put it.
That still required several hours of filming for each one. And Jerry was worried in this little air-conditioned hut that we managed to find that was soundproof enough and had enough space and the lighting wasn't horrible. He was worried that things would get hot as fuck if we started our day at 9 and worked till 5.
Which was actually true.
Yeah, he was right there. So this translated to me waking up at 5:30 on day one and 4:30 because my sleep was already that screwed up day two, so that we could get out of the house at 6 to begin work at 7. I usually wake up 8:30.
Like, whatever. No, you don't.
No, that's me on a good day.
All right.
I've still got my 10 a.m.ers.
Yeah.
On average, I'm probably 9. When my shit's together, I'm rolling out of bed 8:30. I haven't seen 5 a.m. since I was working mornings at TOP when you wake up at 2. And that's so early, it doesn't even count as a morning shift.
And you worked at WTOP like 8 years ago, right?
No, dick. I worked there 3 years ago, probably. Okay. Something like that.
Okay.
So it's been a while. It's been a while. I didn't know that time of day existed. That was a fucking figment of my imagination. So we're up. We're up early. Day one. And 5 hours of sleep under my belt. Jerry's trying to run this real pro style. He's got the craft services set up. He's buying us bagels, buying us a big tub of coffee. And we show up at his friend's place, his friend Umrit, who was kind enough to let us use his shed for filming. And we set up the, I want to call it a craft services table, in the basement. And it's got your bagels and it's got all the coffee accoutrements, your little tubs of schmear.
Don't forget the Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme was the only day two.
Oh, lucky
See,
me.
You walked yeah. in on day two and thought Krispy Kreme was this universal.
Bam.
I'm going to tell you about the hardships of day one. Stop acting like a black man who just heard he's not the dad on Jerry. Yeah. I was just getting that dance. We just need Outkast's I Like the Way You Move playing, and the scene would have been complete. So first thing I notice about our setup in the basement, which, by the way, for your friend, I guess to the other guys, he's just an employer, although they're friends as well. Like, Jerry knows Philip to some extent. He knew him before this production.
Jerry's good people. And
he wasn't hired
people.
Off the street.
Yeah.
Same with David. Like, I think David was a coworker and a friend, but I've known Jerry goddamn forever. So we've got a weird relationship. So I almost wanted to bust his balls because he sets up in Emirates' basement a house in this old Richmond neighborhood. Like, what would you peg that house at in terms of age? Like, 80 years minimum, right?
It was old enough. They definitely had a servant bathroom.
They had a colored servant. They had a colored. That's what I'm getting at. Not 3 feet from the edge of the craft services table is the colored crapper, which was just a turlet in the basement with wood covering neither the top nor the bottom, just about 6 feet.
It's like a public bathroom stall, except it was made of
made
wood.
It out of fence posts.
Yeah.
And that was the bathroom we were to use. Well, me chugging tons of coffee to stay awake.
Oh, gosh.
I don't have to tell you where this is going. Like, I'm just chugging the coffee, and I'm going to be like...
It wasn't just you, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm eyeing the toilet as I'm eating the bagel and chugging the coffee. And I'm like, I'm going to shit next to my food in 5 minutes. Like, real close to it. Like, I hope it doesn't discolor the bagels kind of shit. Like, coffee dumps to me... That stuff is just, it scours
no,
the intestine.
No, that's terrible, yeah.
I think what, in my head, I picture is Drano, and it just goes through my butthole and it comes yeah. right out. Obviously, that's not how it works physiologically. I understand that. I'm not pooping out coffee. I figured that part out. 8 months ago. And it's actually, it's stimulating your central nervous system and your bowels all of a sudden. You're like, well, I'll snap awake and crap out the last week's worth of macaroni and cheese and PBJs and whatever else you've been eating, you fat fuck. But within 15 minutes, like, I'm chugging the coffee. We're all discussing what we're going to film that day. By the end of it, I'm waiting for these assholes to get outside just so I can take a shit next to the food they just put in their mouth. So we all march to the garage right next door to this house. And I'm like, oh, yes, look at me. I'm touching audio wires and I'm setting up the mics. And I could maybe I let 4 minutes pass before, like, hey, guys, I'll be right back. And I assault that toilet bowl.
Oh, gosh.
I just put a whipping on it. And I'm like, please don't let anyone come in here. I want to be a professional. And I'm sorry, when someone's defecating near you, you just feel better than them. I guess it goes back to caveman days when if a caveman was taking a dump, you would just eye him and be like, if I were an ass, I could take a rock and I could cave your temple in right now. And your reaction time is impaired because you're hunched over trying to get that last little shit pebble out of it.
See, Caveman Howard would just see it as an opportunity to kick you over and laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Fall in your own filth. And then you'd have to wipe off on a mammoth towel or whatever they did back then. I don't know. Was there like a dinosaur that just licked the poop off you? Like in the Flintstones world, there would be. There would be a dinosaur bidet that would just lick Fred's asshole.
Yeah, I think it took us a while to figure out, like, you should only use one hand to wipe and then one hand to
You've
eat.
You've done this because you're, like, weirdly Arabic.
I'm just saying, like, I think you would just, like...
You've got some thought dating back to 600 BC where you want to act like sinks don't exist, so you have to wipe with your lefty so that you can properly shake hands and eat figs with your right hand.
Now, dude, we have a lot of Muslim people in this area. Like, if you ever notice, like...
Yeah, they wash their hands after they shit. I've noticed
no,
that.
No, but, like, you have to use your right hand to hand the money. Like, there's a lot of foreign, like, cashiers here. You probably don't even notice because, like, they just see a white dude when you come in. But yeah. You probably just hand people money with your left hand. Like, it's no big deal.
I always use my right.
Do you?
I'm
okay.
Always right-handed. See? I'm right-handed. Why would I... use my weird left thing. Like, I could probably crush up all the bills.
Wash catch cashiers. If you pay with your left hand, like, it doesn't matter what hand they use. But there's a lot of people who will only use their right hand if you only use your right hand. They actually will watch what you do.
The only thing I do that I pay attention to when dealing with a cashier is I don't want to be the dick that pulls out his plastic and then does the little like the little snap as you hold down one side of the card with your thumb and then you pull back on your index finger and do a little so that they have to pick it up themselves. Just anyone
that is a dick move.
Anyone who presents the card and then drops it and it's like, I don't want to fucking touch this. Like, I'm treating this like paying a 7-Eleven cashier through bulletproof glass. If a cashier's in front of you, hand him the card. Hold one edge of it. He's not going to queer up the moment by sliding his hand across the other 90% so you can touch finger to finger.
You know that the just punishment for people who do that is at the grocery store when they do that, it gets sucked by the belt into the...
Yeah. Oh, I hope you... I hope
no, that happens. You've
asshole.
Never seen that?
No, I've never have. I would... If I saw that happen in front of me, I would lose my fucking shit. I would be jumping up and down like I was wearing the blue and gray and I saw the David Tyree catch in 07. That's how bad I would lose my shit.
I've seen cashiers prevent that from happening. They don't have to, though, like, because it is a dick move. Just, like, dropping that? Nah, that's not all right.
So, depends how far you do it. Or if you want to act like an excited child about it. Yeah. Like, you're not doing it as, I don't want to touch your filthy black skin.
Right.
But instead, like, hey, look, it's a conveyor belt. It moves shit. I'm five at heart. If you're expressing a childlike wonderment, then maybe he wouldn't ruin your moment. And he'd be like, aha, yeah, it's the belt. I work at it 12 hours a day. But right. I can understand how you'd still care about it.
I think that's one of the reasons why they have the swipes now, like, for the people to use at grocery stores, because that used to happen too much. People would just, like, throw their card down on the conveyor belt and then...
Oh, probably among the items, too.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, where's my card? And like, I didn't see a card. I got your fucking Del Monte peas. You want those? Yeah, how am I going to pay with peas? Back to the peas and poops.
I got to say, man, with even the coffee urine in that situation was terrible. Like, having to smell other people's coffee pee sucked.
Yeah.
Because my own is bad enough.
Well, when you follow, coffee pee airs out, but when you follow someone in immediately afterward, which happens when you've got four or five men.
With, like, scheduled breaks, yeah.
Yeah, not even scheduled breaks, just dudes chugging coffee. Like, yeah. Everyone's going to be pissing hard. I don't know anyone who's crushing coffee and then, like, I urinated 18 hours later. And it was that weird, what is it, birds that just shit out their piss, and it's, like, the white part around their logs?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Humans are horrible about pissing. There's your random physiological fact for the day. And I think also the second time I said physiology or some derivative thereof on the show in 30 minutes.
It's like drawing the short straw in a gangbang, though. Like, how the hell do you decide, like, that you go forth in that situation?
The what situation? The pissing?
Like, all of us got to pee after they're drinking coffee, man.
Well, it's not like we're all timed exactly. We're not a bunch of women who work together menstruating.
No, but I'm saying, like, our schedule's kind of, like, synced up just by virtue of the filming, man. Like, because we'd be working.
It wasn't so bad. The only, I followed you right after a big sweaty coffee piss.
You're bad.
Yeah. It wasn't so, I mean, it smelled exactly like my coffee urine. Yeah. It's not like dumps.
I guess that's a fair part of
where
it.
Where yours is putrid, but you detect yeah. someone else's that's probably the same. You're like, oh, that's disgusting. And then you drop one and you're like. You're like Bugs Bunny smelling a pie on a windowsill with your own crap. Just like. And wafting above the ground. No, I smelled coffee piss. I'm just like, I know exactly what that is. It's coffee and nothing else. There's really nothing too gross about that. It's pungent. I don't like that I detected your urine. And again, if this were caveman days, I would fight you for this territory right. and the right to be the only one that pisses on it. But it was okay. We lived. But
it yeah. really was a bathroom straight out of the movie The Help.
It really was. No shit pies, but otherwise it was The Help.
Yeah, it was like having seen that movie and then like going in that.
I've never seen it. It looked really fucking bad. I watched the shit pie clip on YouTube.
Right.
And that looked horrible. Like
the Academy Award winning Eat My Shit.
Yeah, Eat My Shit. I that didn't move me in any way, shape, or form. I'm like, really? This is entertainment? I like how I can get snobby and be like, that's disgusting. How dare they do that on a screen?
I have to admit, I saw it. I did like the movie.
It. What can I say? I have no white guilt. I didn't own anyone. No one in my family, to my knowledge, owned anyone. So that shit doesn't move me too much.
All right. This is weird. I don't know if I should be like telling people this on your show, but I might as well just say it because it happened.
Sure.
So like when I was a kid, like my dad was in the Navy.
Yeah.
And we got stationed in the Bahamas. And so, like, one of the things they told us is you have to hire a local maid because, like, you need to give money to the local economy.
Okay.
So, like.
$5 a week, right?
It was 10.
Jesus, wow.
And, like.
That's so awesome.
They told us not to overpay because they were like, you can't.
Well, you fuck things up for everyone.
Yeah, no, sort that's.
Of goddamn revolt if the Highlands are big, you know. Big dollar motherfuckers throwing out 25 a week.
So, like, yeah, apparently my family, like, we doubled the salary. But that was the max.
Why did
no,
you
but
screw
you couldn't,
it?
You really couldn't give somebody more than like $20 a week.
Why would you screw with that?
Well, no, it was worth it.
Fucking with the natural order, Frederick Douglass. What's wrong with you?
I mean, it's just like, so we ended up like having a mid, and like my family didn't understand. At all, like how it was supposed to work. So I was just watching that movie.
Well, if I had a maid, wouldn't she do everything? Isn't a maid there to what? Cook and clean and.
Right, but like they're also. They will get involved in child rearing, which is like a big part of the movie. So like the maids are involved in like helping to raise babies, basically.
Yeah, that's. Well, I think a lot of parents really have given the option. I love how when I was a child, I just thought it was because people who are rich are also heartless. But. Now that I'm older and I can think of having kids, who the fuck wouldn't want a break from them for, like, most of the day? Kids are great in maybe an hour dose.
Right.
It's the same way you'd sit down and watch The Daily Show and Colbert.
Oh, yeah.
And then you turn it off and you're like, okay, about, that was nice.
It's about that much fun, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. I'll do it again tomorrow, yeah. Same time. That's what child rearing should be, really.
Yeah.
As they learn to love a dark-skinned black woman much more than you.
But yeah, no, like, so they hired a maid and they figured, like, oh, I guess, like, we just do this so that she comes by and, like, cleans the house once a week. And then, but she ended up, like, turning into a babysitter for me because I was the young one. Like, my sisters were too old for this at that point, but I was, like, 4. So she would, like, spend a lot of time and apparently got along. My family was like, hey, like, why don't we just have her offer, like, over more often to like spend time with Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's only like after the fact, like I see this movie, I'm like, yeah, I guess my family didn't realize that the whole point is like they're not just your maid. They like basically help take care of your kids, and like they've done it for so many freaking kids in their whole lives. They're just
familial whores.
So, I was just watching, and I'm like,
they're like prostitutes for child rearing professionals.
Well, it's you have to see the movie. It's just kind of strange, like the whole setup, because like the woman says like she's helped raise 14 kids. Like the woman who like the main, not the one who won the Oscar,
mm-hmm.
but the woman who lost to Meryl Streep for playing the Iron Lady, which was going to be like a lot. That was just an unfair
not to be
year.
Confused with the Iron Sheik.
Just joking. But anyway, like the main actress in The Help.
Is it Viola Davis or something, or is that the other one?
I can't remember.
The other one. The other schmooky woman.
So, like, the whole plot line is, like, she's helped raise, like, 14 white babies, but her own son was killed.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah, so, like, I think he was, like, I can't remember now. See, it's not that great a movie, because I don't even remember how he
died. Did
he
have dust in his eye, and they thought he was winking at a white woman?
I think he just got his ass beat, yeah, for being black, like, was whatever the storyline was.
There okay.
Was like, oh, he got killed, and now, like, she's raising.
Oh, he did.
And so, like, the whole movie's about her, like, spoiler alert, like, she ends up having to quit working for the one lady who, like, has the help bathroom installed and, like, forces her to, like, shit somewhere else.
Okay.
And then she ends up quitting over that. There's a lot of shit in that movie. That's the one complaint I have. It's like the whole fucking movie's about like taking a
booty
dump.
Obsession.
Yeah. If you're not like pooping in the separate like servant's bathroom, like you're shitting in a pie and serving it to the lady who fired you. You know, like that's the movie. That's all I take away from it.
Even though that's going to sound like 3 seconds when we actually put out the MP3, Howard and I, at least I just enjoyed another disgusting coffee piss and calling a customer back. Where did you sneak off to?
I did the same. I was just playing with my phone while I waited for you to go. I figured you were on the phone, but it turns out you were polluting the bathroom with your own coffee urine.
This time I beat you to the punch, motherfucker, so suck that scent.
You fucking liar piece of shit.
All we had left...
You're supposed to just make a call.
I did the call. Sometimes, I mean, at home, I do calls while urinating all the time. You just aim for the back of the bowl, not the water.
I never do that.
Are you kidding me? And there's no sarcasm there. Yeah, the only trick is when you run out of steam, and then the little, you gotta cover that dribble sound up. And just like, why is the sink on? I'm doing the dishes. It gets messy after that, but I have mastered the art of the full bore urination while on the phone with no one the wiser. So I'm proud of that part. We had just finished talking about The Help. I guess if you wanted to, we can discuss the actual production a bit, which was fun. I mean, it was very cool making however short a movie it was. We made, and however queer puppets are, and I'd love to replace the puppet part with topless local college chicks trying out for a horror film. Other than that, you know, working on a movie, very cool. Anything creative is good in my books, man. Seriously. It beats the shit out of any day job. Even if those things pay, life is short, and I get it. You got to pay bills. I don't resent anyone for working whatever the fuck they do to make that happen. I see if you can, I don't know, hopefully if you've got any yen to make that happen in your life, do it. Technology has liberated everyone, man.
Yeah.
You can pay like $3,000. The entire setup we were filming with was what, 5,000 total, if that?
If that, like talking to David, like after the fact was not helpful. Cause like, I mean, here's a guy who, like, started working in the 80s, right, in the industry?
And he did.
70s even.
He did a decade. He's probably, like, 43, 44 now, something like that.
Okay.
And he had, I think, been teaching maybe a decade, and then before that he did a decade as a cameraman, I'm guessing, would be the technical term. I don't know. Was he a filmographer? I don't know what the hell he really did. Well, he was the guy who was behind the camera and saying, hey, make this light go here, and you guys stand there and there and there.
Yeah, I mean, like,
whatever
the great thing
is, he's that.
You can't change lighting. Like, lighting is still as hard as it was, like, 20 years ago, basically, and he knew how to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, putting a good camera in his hand, he was just talking about how it was really expensive to do any of the stuff we were doing, you know, even 20 years ago, whereas now, like, you can get
Dude,
it for
I'd
under 5,000, easy.
You don't need to qualify with 20. This shit was expensive as hell 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, shit's gone nuts since 2008, 2009.
Yeah, I mean, anybody interested in, like, hey, can I make a film? Like, just look at Ed Burns. Ed Burns started out with Brothers McMullen, took him a year to make it in the mid-90s for $20,000. Well, he just, like, to prove a point, made the movie Newlyweds for $5,000 over a course of 2 weeks using modern technology. And, yeah, like, he was able to put together an even better movie in 2012 with less money than, like, his first film. And that's where
nuts.
It is.
It's the technology to make... I'm not going to say a top-tier product. Like, let's not blow each other here. It's still going to look...
It's considered... The term people are using now is prosumer.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
It's not consumer grade. It's
still
not exactly professional.
Short
but
of professional, exactly. But
I'm
it looks
sorry.
Close enough where other people are not going to watch it and resent it.
Dude, this looks
like
a hell of a lot better than All in the Family. Like, when I watch reruns
exactly.
of that. Yeah, it's... it looks good. Like, the audio and the video grade. I mean, even like the stuff that we've uploaded for your show. I mean, that looks pretty good.
And that's not even with lighting worth a damn, which is critical to making things look nice. But if you're out there and you have any yen to do any sort of filming, go for it, man. The camera was how much? We'll run through the basics. Jerry got a decent audio recorder and decent mics. I want to say that was about a $700 package total. And that was a high end. Like,
you
can
know
go
more
for
about that
shittier,
than me. I don't know about
you
that.
Can go for shittier audio than that. His camera was how much?
I can tell you, like, with Ed Burns' cameras, I think he bought two for about, like, $2,500 each.
All
so,
right.
like, you can... It's supposed
lights,
to be up to that.
Maybe, let's say, $1,000 in lights. So your equipment bill is $5,000?
You can definitely... Because if you only buy one camera, you can get it for probably, like, $2,000.
Which, again, you're not going to pull out of your ass. But if you've got a bunch of friends and you're all working shit jobs, and it's like, guys, there's got to be more to life than this. It can be that if you want. Each pull up $1,000 and do that shit. Go nuts with it. It was just very liberating. It was very cool to be working on something that felt so close to the higher end, bigger budget things I've worked on before.
Yeah, no, this was like more higher end. I'm looking at it from the position of, I mean... You know, Jerry's motivated. Me and you were kind of not so not so much, but sort of interested in how this is done.
Yeah.
And I'd say the intermediate step, instead of, like, dropping, you know, 5Gs on all this equipment, like...
Hell, film even, it with your iPhone.
Dude, the $500 products that you can just, like, fuck around with are good enough. And it's not just, like, with film, but, I mean, you and I have been talking about getting sound equipment even just for home recording.
I do need to do that. There needs to be an episode of this a week where it's just me, Will, and my mom. Those are the three people I want.
I mean, that would cost you, what, less than $500 theoretically if you just wanted to go, like...
Yeah, around there.
Amateur. Like, not necessarily,
the
like...
Amateur would be a couple hundy, but the mics would have that I'm talking to you on Warcraft sound.
Okay.
To them, which, I'm anal about sound, man.
No, I know. Like, the mic I just bought, because I bought a home mic. Where I can feed a guitar into it and then just, like, play guitar and sing at the same time. I paid, like, $140 for that. It's not great, but you know what? It does the job. And so, like, for me, it's, like, a starter. It's easy. Like, I spent less than $150, and I basically have a home recording studio. It's not, like, professional, but you know what? It gives me a good sense of, like, do I actually want to drop $1,000 on something like this? Like, I think there's a way to get started on any kind of project like this for less than $200. If you're, like, serious about, I want to go get a video camera, just mess with a flip cam, honestly. I'll sit and watch somebody's blog made off a flip cam. Like, I don't know. Do you ever, like, watch that stuff?
No, I look at porn.
Yeah.
I've got better things to do.
All right, well, I watch vlogs. Like, people's
99,
video vlogs.
Dude, it's a gross irony. I get into nothing that is, like, what I'm trying to produce. I barely listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't fucking watch any vlogs. I don't read blogs. I don't do shit for networking. Like, I want the internet to see my product and recognize its greatness, and I want to be able to look at SI.com all goddamn day.
Right.
And ProFootballTalk.com. That's it. But I think we can punch out at this point, having just gone on about how cheap video equipment is, how professional a set you can make for a few $1,000s. I'm going to give away links at some point in the near future when a finished product is up. You bet your ass I'm going to link everyone to the puppets.
It is kind of funny that, like, your name is going to be on an educational product. I just have to put that out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, the entire Papa's Basement line is a PhD in the School of Hard Knocks, I'd like to say. But this is actual teaching kids about math stuff. So I guess it's a little more practical or a little more sellable, accessible. I don't know what the fuck I'm looking for. I'm half asleep. This entire show has been just coffee piss fueled. I'm out of it. I want to go home and roll over and go to bed. Watch Boogie Nights again. That's it. We can play the outro music even. We'll make it official, like. Does that sound good?
Make it official, bro.
Okay. Now it's an official outro. Yeah, I'll cobble this together. It'll be up tomorrow. We'll be good. We'll be good. Howard, thank you for coming in, man. I still think this was a good one, even though I'm out of it as a mother.
I think it was important to get in here as soon as possible after the
Richmond
trip.
Fresh with the taste of Richmond.
We had to sacrifice our own sanity
for it. Where every other woman has roughly 30% of her fucking body inked, like the Ozzy Osbourne prison inmate knuckle tattoos. God, chicks, that is not a fucking good look. I'm going to leave on that note. It is not, like, a couple pieces of ink, I guess, if you want to do that, be fine. The heavy fucking Hell's Angel look, it ain't cool, man. You're going to look like a goddamn piece of shit when you're older. There's nothing colorful to that description. No brilliant analogy. You look like hell. We had a waitress, a bitch cunt waitress, waiting on us, who had a tattoo in her armpit. She had something tattooed on her knuckles. Bitch was easily 30-something pounds overweight and going on 40. And she looked like shit with all that ink. She would have been like an okay white bread motherfucker who didn't look like a goddamn clown without the ink.
Whatever, dude. And she could come over with Paula Deen anytime.
You're a gross pig.
I'm going to leave it on that.
I would have fucked her armpit just for a story. Just to say I fucked a flower tattoo in a woman's armpit. She herself was gross, though. I would not have enjoyed her mouth, anus, or vagina. Just the armpit.
Whatever, you're just mad because the food she served was.
Fuck her and her shitty food. And the massive food tax on Richmond's eats. So, yeah, that's about it. Otherwise, Richmond girls are good, though.
All right, yeah. You had to save that. You're about to lose your entire Richmond listenership.
Except for that disgusting proclivity for the heavy ink. Oh, I guess we can wrap up. Oh, isn't that great? I finally came alive 58 minutes into the show. Or whatever the fuck this actually was. Something to hate. My only motivation. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. Had Howard Heasy co-hosting today. If you liked what you heard, and who the fuck wouldn't? Unless you're an idiot. You go to inpapasbasement.com. It's got my writing. It's got archives of other episodes. All of them, in fact. It's got links to my Twitter, at Papa's Basement. My Facebook link, facebook.com/papasbasement. As well as the iTunes link. Until next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.